Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Mishnah He, Chapter 2, Mishnah 5. This Mishnah continues to discuss the laws of the Jewish king. Ein roichev al suseh, says the Mishnah. You're not allowed to ride on the king's exclusive horse. However, the Gemara does teach us that a person could ride on his horse if there's a situation where the king would need to be saved. Obviously, that always takes priority. Ein yoshvin al kiseh, you're not allowed to sit on his specific exclusive chair. Person's not allowed to use his scepter or any other type of utensil that's specific to the king. A person is not allowed to look at the king, is not allowed to see the king taking a haircut. Not when he is unclothed. And not when he is in a bathhouse, because all these things cheapen the king, and a person is supposed to have an image of prestige of the king. Because it says in the pasuk, Soim tosim alecha melech. You shall place, a double expression, soim tosim, you shall surely place alecha on you, melech, a king, shetehe'e masay alecha, that the awe of the king should be upon you. In other words, the Torah writes soim tosim to teach us that there's more than one way that a person has to place a king on them, not just literally speaking that there should be a king who has a position of power and authority, but also a person should put the kingdom up on a pedestal, and therefore these things kind of cheapen the perspective or the image of the king. The Gemara says, interestingly enough, that a king would take a haircut every single day. And it brings a pasuk in Isaiah, a pasuk in Yeshayahu, that says, Melech b'yafyoy techzena inecha, that there has to be a certain physical beauty and prestige in the king, and therefore he needs to take a haircut each and every day. That is the end of the second parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, a rather short Mishnah. Wishing you a very wonderful and impactful, successful day.